down in the coal black tie. Hold on for the sudden star. Breathe in the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere. Why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing.
Laurie, when you and I were talking before we began interacting with the entire listening community, I asked if there was a song that you really would like to play because it would fit well with our discussion. And you said you really wanted to hear Give Me Your Eyes, which, of course, is by Brandon Heath. What is significant about that song? How does it fit your book?
Well, he, in his chorus, talks about give me your eyes so I can see what I'm missing. And that really is the theme of this book. And I, after I wrote Finding Faith in the Dark, which is really about where God is in dark times, I wanted to write about how do we have eyes of faith in all of life? Because so much of our life is driven by our perspective on what's happening. And I just wanted to be able to provide people, as well as myself, with some kind of tool for how to do that. Because we've all read books about you just got to have a better perspective or see the cup half full. But how do you do that in day-to-day life? And I really feel like these four lenses provide you with that multidimensional view that God has. And we don't always have that. And it's something that we have to almost put on every day. And there are four different lenses that I think will help people in different seasons, in different situations. Sometimes we need to pull back and see the big view. I talk about I'm now a stepmom, but we have our child full-time, so I have been raising him. So in a very real sense, I'm with him all the time and am influencing him all the time. But if I get caught up on my title of just being the stepmom, just the second mom, I'm not really the mom, it can sometimes inhibit me from really all that's happening in this relationship, because the big view, when I pull back, I say, I am having a huge influence on this child's life. And even though my title might be small or whatever that might be, and certainly I'm sure that's true with the listeners, in some situation in their life where you can just think, well, I'm not doing that much. But when you pull back, you see the bigger view. One of the movies that had a huge impact on me was that was a movie way back when called Mr. Holland's Opus, and it was about a teacher, and he really didn't want to be a teacher. He wanted to be a famous composer, but it just didn't work out for him. But the whole time he was a teacher, it was just his second job, his second choice. And yet, in that choice, in being a teacher, he was an incredible teacher. He breathed life into his classroom, passion. He cared about his kids. He helped them so much. And so he spent about 50 years doing that, and then his job was cut. So he was packing up his things at the end of the movie, and it's just easy. It would have been easy for him to think his whole life had been a waste. But his wife comes and leads him into an auditorium, and there are 500 of his former students who are now adults giving him a standing ovation because he was the person that changed their life. And I think that that picture is what so many of us will see in heaven, that we don't always see everything that we are a part of. The big view allows you to see that you are part of a much bigger story. And what's happening in front of you isn't always the full picture of what's happening because of you. That's one of my quotes in the book, and I think that that can be so helpful to us sometimes.
Share that with us again.
What's happening in front of you isn't the full picture of what's happening because of you. And I think that sometimes we don't realize the power of our lives, and we think, oh, I'm just a mom, I'm just raising these kids, or I'm just a friend or a teacher, or I just work at this job. It's not a big deal. But the book is full of stories about how it is a big deal. Your life is a big deal. And you are influencing others for better or for worse every day. You're part of a bigger story. So that's the big view. The present view really is about when you need to pull in and see what's going on around you. And sometimes I've been doing these Facebook Live videos about these lenses. And what I talked about this last week was the open and closed doors that are happening around us. And you mentioned, Carl, my testimony of you know, becoming a Christian and then having Neil Clark Warren say that to me. Well, there's no way if that door opened at that moment, like, hey, you're supposed to go into the ministry, I would have said no way and run any other way. But it was a bunch of little doors, including doors that were opening in my heart, that led me there. God just gently leads us. I always say he's much more like a GPS than a map. He's just leading you one direction at a time. And then you find, as you pay attention to what's going on around you, that those open and closed doors are leading you into the life that he has for you. And sometimes we don't like the present view because things aren't happening the way we wish they were. But those are usually, if we feel like there's a lot of closed doors, I always say that's the time when God is doing something in you or through you in another person's life that needs you right now. And so to settle into that and be with God in the present is important, and just know that anything can change at any moment. And then the rear view, of course.
So
is,
part of the issue then is for us to make sure that when we are in the present, and presently it seems like nothing is happening, that's when a whole lot may be happening, like you said, inside of us and or through us. And it's just incumbent upon us to really start paying more attention, asking, okay, now what is going on in my life now? I know what I want to have taking place. That's not happening.
Right.
So
right.
Let me look at what is going on.
That's exactly right, Carl. And I hearken back to, in the book, the stories of both Joseph and Nelson Mandela. Because you look at those stories, Joseph, how many years he spent in an unjust prison sentence. I mean, things kept happening to me. You just would be like, this is so unfair. Why is this happening? And yet, his journey was taking him to this amazing position of power. And all of these things were working on his character, because he was kind of an obnoxious teenager when he started out, you know, bragging about his dreams and such. I think that God wanted him to be the kind of leader that had the character that sometimes difficulty is the only way we can get that character. And I think that's true for Nelson Mandela. I mean, who could have imagined that after 26 years, I mean, that's a lifetime for some people,
ma'am,
spending in prison, that he would be the one that would be used in such a powerful way in that country. And I think, you know, he could have given up at any time, looking around him and thought and thinking, "This is it. This is it. This is how my life is going to be." And I think I would have probably thought that. And yet, God, that was just the preparation for what God had. And his timeline is not our timeline, and we fight that all the time. We want things to happen much quicker than God works. I never say, oh, you're working too fast, I can't keep up. I mean, it's usually, you know, come on, when are you going to do this? So, yes, you're right. That's why it's important to realize in the present view, exactly what you said, Carl. Okay, this isn't happening, and I wish it was, but what is happening?
What is happening? Ladies and gentlemen, that is the present view. When we come back, Laura's going to share more with us about the rear view.
Yeah. Step out on a busy street, see a girl and our eyes meet, does her best to smile at me, to hide what's underneath. There's a man just to her right, black suit and a bright red tie, too ashamed to tell his wife.